The homeless are still homeless. The poor are still poor. Yet we find billions of dollars to fund senseless war. And yes, we're fighting terrorism. What about the quiet racism? Dividing among ourselves. Somebody's crying for help. Heaven is listening.
Listening.
Heaven is watching.
Watching.
Heaven knows. They may not play this on the radio, 'cause the devil don't want you to know. If we don't stop the hypocrisy, the nation will lose its soul. They'd rather play music about money and sex, like we don't have no intellect. Somebody need to show some respect, 'cause God ain't through with us yet. Heaven gonna listen.
Listen.
Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, October the 20th, 2013. Now, I wanted to point out something else, which shows us that we must do our own research and our own examination of the words. Let me see. Verse 13, and she called the name of the Lord that spake unto her, Thou God seest me, for she said, I also here looked after him that seeth me. And that word, the word after him. Now we would think that after him is a male, masculine. But the word after him is Akar. Akar 310, after the following part, behind, hinder, afterwards. So, this word is feminine. You see, when you examine the definitions of the words, now we're able to see the union and unity between the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine. This should be translated after her, because you're going back and forth between looking at life and looking at living and looking at the Most High and understanding the science of the masculine and the feminine, begetting and conceiving, coming together to give birth to life. So when you go into the definitions of the words for yourself and take the time to look and see whether these words are masculine or feminine or the combination of the both, then we are able to understand better. These are the lessons we must learn, because the society that we live under leans toward the masculine and brutalizes and beats down the feminine. And so now we have a system and civilization of warfare and bloodshed. And so we must recognize the sacred feminine and then the sacred masculine can be the sacred masculine when we recognize the sacred feminine. Now, in chapter 17, giving a summary, going in and out to particular verses here and there, Yahweh says to Abram, be thou perfect. And Yahweh, the Lord, the Almighty, Yahweh, he said, he, the Almighty Father, the Almighty Mother, Yahweh, appeared to Abram and said unto him, meaning Abram, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Now, Yahweh is the Most High. Yahweh is the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother. And so, Yahweh is saying, you know the gods and the goddesses, the Elohim. God here is El, and El is used before Elohim and used in prefixes and suffixes. And so you have Elohim, the angels, the spirit world, the gods and the goddesses who work on behalf of who? Yahweh. Because Yahweh is the Most High. Yahweh is the Almighty who has given birth to the gods and the goddesses. The Almighty is 7706. Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. It's a masculine noun, Shaddai or Shaddai, Almighty, most powerful, the Almighty, Almighty God. And so we're looking at the Most High. We're looking at the most powerful. We see the gods and the goddesses. We see the angels and we see our ancestors, but we're looking at the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother who have given birth to the gods and the goddesses, the children of the Most High. So the Most High says, walk before me and be thou perfect. And the word walk has to do with your ways and your actions and your conduct and how we behave towards one another. And so we are to do what before the Most High? And the word before me is panim, or panim, 6440, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, means face, the presence, even seraphim and cherubim, the face of animals, the face and surface of the ground. When we understand that the Most High is everywhere, omnipresent, ubiquitous in every atom of the universe. The power of the Most High is in every molecule, every proton, every neutron. When we understand that reality, then we are ever before the face of the Most High in every human being, in every portion of the creation of the universe. So we are to do what the Most High says. Before my face, be thou perfect. 8549 tamim, which means complete, whole, entire, complete, sound, wholesome, unimpaired, innocent, having integrity. What is complete or entirely in accord with truth and fact. So we're looking at the universe as being that original teacher of truth, justice, and righteousness. And Abram, whose name is going to be changed to Abraham, is to establish a nation that will be the example of the international nation of the human family of truth, justice, and righteousness, overthrowing this system that constrains and restricts and destroys the human family. But we are to establish a system that is perfect, a system that creates and engenders within the human being the absolute power of the Most High within the human being, and we can never be all that we must be as children of the Most High, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High under this system. So we see that Abram is to move from slavery and colonialism and exploitation, move from that which he learned in Ur of the Chaldees. We learn that in verse 14 about the circumcision, that now we see Abram operating under the ritual of circumcision, and the circumcision is an African tradition that is ancient, and Abram went down into Egypt, and it is said by some that he acquired this tradition of circumcision. Now, in the African Hebrew language, the word circumcision, let's see, circumcised, is 4135 mule. To circumcise, let one's self be circumcised, to cut off. So we're talking about cutting off the foreskin of the phallus, the male organ. And the word uncircumcision is 6189 irel, uncircumcised, having foreskin. So we're looking at the male organ. Now, what is this teaching us? When you read the commentary, it talks about how if you have skin pressed together, that skin cannot allow anything to penetrate into it. So you separate the skin so that something can penetrate that skin. It's metaphor. See, Moses talked about circumcising your heart. And so the phallus is compared to the heart. Why? Because the phallus, the male organ, emits the germ of life that is called sperm. And if that male organ is uncircumcised, then impurities can contaminate that germ of life called sperm. So you circumcise, cut away the flesh, so that when the germ of life called sperm is emitted, there are no contaminants, no disease. And so it's the same with the heart. We are to circumcise our hearts, remove the impurities of the system. We are born in sin, shaped in iniquity. And so because we have been born in sin and shaped in iniquity, we find that our hearts are contaminated. We want to give life to the human family. We may be sincere and love the human family, but we have learned the ways of this wicked system. We have learned the ways of the wicked ruling class. So now we have to go under the spiritual knife of the Most High, this African tradition of circumcision, and tying ourselves to the covenant. And the covenant has to do with creation and the universe and life and the birth process, and providing spiritual, mental, moral, and physical food that we may grow and grow and grow and clean up and clean up, and spiritual, mental, moral, circumcise, clean up our hearts. So when we emit life, out of the heart flows the issues of life. When we speak life, it's not contaminated. We have no enmity. We have no hatreds. So that's what the circumcision is all about. And then we see that Elohim is speaking. Elohim. And Elohim, if you look further in the other verses in this chapter, it says, "And God said unto Abraham, as for Sarai thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah." And Elohim is these are the gods and the goddesses, the children of the Most High, the spirit angels, the messengers. These are also the ancestors And these are you and me, as we are Elohim, children of the Most High. And so the Elohim are acting on behalf of Yahweh, the Almighty, Father and Mother. And Elohim, the gods and the goddesses, are saying to Abraham, and Abraham means father of the multitudes. Abram was the exalted father, and now his name is changed to father of the multitudes. And so we look and we see the father of the multitudes can't tolerate slavery, colonialism, and exploitation. Father of the multitudes, and Sarai is changed to Sarah, and that has to do with being a noble woman, a queen, and a queen, a noble woman, a mother of kings, a mother of queens, a mother of her children can't tolerate slavery, colonialism, and exploitation. These are attributes found in the universe and found within ourselves. The Almighty Father is Father of all. The Almighty Mother Holy Spirit is the noble feminine, the sacred feminine, who is the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. Verse 19. Let me see if I can get to verse 19. And God said, and this is Elohim, the gods and the goddesses. We have to elevate the sacred feminine. And the gods and the goddesses, Elohim, said, Sarai, thy wife, shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. Now, the Elohim, the gods and the goddesses, talking to Sarah, and Sarah in Egypt, Kemet, is the son of God. Ra, symbolized by the sun, the attribute of the Most High seen through the sun as illumination and light and wisdom, and Ra'it is the Almighty Mother, symbolized by the sun again, wisdom. We are sons and daughters of light and knowledge and wisdom. And Isaac means laughter, playfulness, frivolity. Let me see if I can try to find that. 3327, Yitzhak, defined as he laughs, and is rooted in 6711, to laugh, to mock, to play. And so what we see, sisters and brothers, is that Abraham and his family were to create a condition of laughter and playfulness. And you can't have laughter and playfulness under slavery, under colonialism, under exploitation. And so the circumcision and uniting with the covenant is teaching us that we are to unite with the universe, and unite with life, and unite with feeding and providing food spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. Dealing with chapter 18, these are the lessons we must learn for ourselves today. We see that Yahweh appears to Abraham in Mamre, and three men, the Lord, Adonai, Elohim. And so we see that the Lord here is Yahweh. That is the Almighty Father, and the Almighty Mother appears to Abraham in Mamre. And Mamre is strength or fatness. Mamre, 4471. So we're talking about strength. We're talking about fatness. We're talking about the universe as being our strength. And then we see that three men in verse 2 of chapter 18 stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground. And one of these men was called Yahweh, representing the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother, but the word is also used Lord, capital L, lowercase O-R-D, and this is 136 Adonai or Adonoi, but this is plural, and it looks to me like this word Adonai or Adonai, Adonoi is a replacement for Elohim. And so you have three men, two of them are Adonai, and one of them is Yahweh, and Adonai is a replacement for using Elohim, as these are two gods in human flesh, and the other man is the Almighty Father. Yahweh is father and mother, and so the masculine is represented from Yahweh, appearing to Abram in Mamre, which is fat and strength. And now we see that Yahweh is going to deal with Abraham. Verse 10, we see that Yahweh is talking about time and life. And Yahweh is talking about Sarah having a son. The miracle of Sarah having a son at such an old age. And Yahweh begins to talk about time and life. And the word life is 2416, Kai, feminine noun and masculine noun together. Because life is father and mother, begetting and conceiving. This word is defined as living, alive, vegetation, green vegetation, flowing water, lively, active of man, reviving of the springtime, relatives, life, sustenance, maintenance, living thing, animals, life, appetite, revival, renewal, and community. We, the human family, must study the scriptures that we may become a living community of love and truth and righteousness. It says, and Sarah heard Yahweh speaking, and she was in the tent behind Yahweh. So she heard, and I think further it says she laughed because she said, hey, I'm so old. But the word heard is to hear, listen, and obey. To hear, perceived by the ear. To hear of or concerning. To have the power to hear. To hear with attention and interest. To understand language. To hear of judicial cases. So we're looking at a society of life and living that will hear and obey the Most High and promote life, promote living, and the judicial system. The judicial system of the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven, here and now on this earth, will be a judicial system that hears and obeys the voice of the Most High found in the universe. Verse 12, we see that Sarah begins to have pleasure. She says, will I have pleasure? She was disbelieving this because she's old. Look at the human family. Look at our age as a human family. But look at how we have not been able to produce this condition of Yitzhak, Isaac. We must come together to produce the condition of Yitzhak, the condition of playfulness and laughter and frivolity, which cannot be produced under slavery. So this is teaching us that we must come together and rid ourselves of slavery, colonialism, and exploitation. This system that exploits men and women and boys and girls must be eradicated so that we can produce Yitzhak. We produce Ishmael, the Most High hears us, and we produce Yitzhak, which is laughter and playfulness, because we have now heard the voice of the Most High, created a universal society of life on every level, using water, using the four elements, basic elements, using animal husbandry, using community and living and life. And so she, Sarah, says, I'm so old, and shall I have pleasure? And 5730 is this word pleasure, and it's the word Eden or Aden. It's a masculine, feminine noun. We're elevating and understanding sacred masculine and sacred feminine. This word Eden, luxury, dainty, delight, finery, delight. And the human family must be put in a position that all of us can enjoy the luxuries of the universe, not just for a few, not just for the wicked ruling class and ruling families. We're talking about getting together and overthrowing the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. And so this verse is teaching us that we must become Eden. We must become Aden. We must become pleasure and delight. And Eden was Africa. And Africa was the delight of the Most High. And so Africa and Asia and Central and South America and Mexico and the Isles of the Pacific and the Caribbean and the ghettos and barrios of America, Israel, and Canada, all of us, the earth, is the Eden of the Most High. And we must become the Eden of the Most High. And we must be able to produce Eden and produce pleasure for each other, that we may have a condition that all are pleasing to the Most High. And we are pleasing to the universe. Let me see. Now we move in this chapter to deal with Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom means burning and bituminous coal, gas, asphalt. We're going to be looking at Yahweh and the two Adonai, Elohim. Will be dealing with Sodom and Gomorrah. The word Sodom has to do with unjust judges and corrupt morals. You see, we are the children of the Most High, and we must come together and deal with the corrupt rulers, the corrupt judges, and the wicked and immoral practices that we see going on this earth today. In verse 19 of chapter 18, we see that Yahweh knows Abraham and commands that the children and the household of Abraham keep the way of Yahweh and do justice. The word know has to do with a full and complete relationship. And the Most High knew us before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers. This is before conception. And in that pre-physical incarnate reality, when we had full and complete relationship with the Most High, we promised the Most High that we would come into the earth realm and produce and do justice and do judgment and do righteousness. This is a promise that we made. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.